I'm glad I can do crafts with the people at the nursing home. They seem lonely, like they don't get many visitors.
When you spend time with them at the nursing home, you're showing love through action. Guess what? You're tuned into Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today. Have you ever heard the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words? Well, if that's true, then actions must be worth like a million. It's easy for people to say they love someone, but true love for others is best displayed by what you're willing to do for them. 1 John 3:18 says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions." And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Love in Action. Each month, Annie went with her grandma to the nursing home to do craft time with the residents. Annie was beginning to love all the residents, especially Miss Tilly. "You remind me of my Emily when she was a little girl," Miss Tilly told Annie each time she saw her. Annie would always smile and give her a hug. "Does Miss Tilly have any family around?" Annie asked Grandma on the ride home one day. "I don't think she does," said Grandma. "Her daughter lives in another state and rarely comes to visit her. A lot of the residents don't get many visitors and are probably lonely." "That's sad. I'm glad we do craft time with them, Grandma. Thanks for taking me with you each month. I didn't think I would like going, but I look forward to it now." Grandma smiled. "You know, Annie, when you sit and visit with Miss Tilly and the other residents, you're showing them love through your actions, just like the Bible tells us to do." "I am?" asked Annie. Grandma nodded. "There's a verse that says, 'Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions.' Because we know Jesus, who loves us so much that he gave his life to save us, we can show his love to others. When you spend time with the residents at the nursing home, you're communicating God's love to them," Grandma said as she pulled into Annie's driveway. "How was craft time today?" Mom asked as Grandma and Annie walked in. "Fun as always. Miss Tilly told me I remind her of her daughter again, and Mr. Kirkman was his usual loving, grouchy self," Annie laughed. Grandma and Annie sat and told Mom about their evening. "Grandma told me I was love in action. Did you know it says in the Bible that we shouldn't just say we love someone, but that we should show it?" Annie asked. Mom nodded and smiled. Annie jumped up and gave Mom a big hug. "What's the hug for?" Mom asked. "Just showing you I love you." Annie bounded over to Grandma and threw her arms around her. "I love you too, Grandma." So what about you? Are you showing God's love to others through your actions? Our kind, loving actions show that we belong to God. We love each other because he loved us first. God showed us how much he loved us by sending Jesus as a sacrifice to our sins. That was true love in action. If you know Jesus as your Savior, you can show others the same kind of love he shows us. Our key verse is 1 John 3:18.
"Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions."
And our key thought for today, show God's love through your actions. Do you want to be on Keys for Kids Radio? If you do, become a day sponsor. Just cover the cost of one day of broadcasting and we'll help you craft a special message that will be played 12 times throughout the day. You can celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, and surprise your kids or grandkids by saying hello to them on air by name. To learn more, go to keysforkids.net and tap donate in the menu. That's keysforkids.net and tap donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.